Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
There.
Huh? How's it look?
Good as new.
Man, this thing was a sucker to hang.
Man, that was a great toboggan ride, though.
I just hope you guys realize how incredibly lucky you were. It's like someone was watching out for you.
If someone was watching out for us, they would have opened the damn door.
How about fire up this buffer and try to get rid of these toboggan tracks? What can I plug this in?
Lewis, I think maybe I should handle this, all right?
Peyton, I've been buffing floors all my life. If I hadn't found coaching, I'd probably be doing it professionally. Just stand back and laugh to watch me work. Is she plugged in?
All set.
Well, be careful when you get around the door, all right?
I will. You won't believe this, but in my whole life, it's only the third time that's ever happened.
Paper?
No.
Because I'm anxious about the rankings. It came out in this morning's paper and I didn't get mine because my stupid paper boy has mono.
But you said rankings didn't matter. You said the only thing that matters is how good the team is.
Jeez, I was just saying that, Luther. We got a shot at being in the top 10 this week. That's the best we've ever been in our whole lives.
I gotta tell you, Hayden, I feel a lot calmer since I put rankings out of my mind. I mean, top 10, top 20, top 50. I just don't care.
Hi, guys.
What's the matter with you?
The rankings came out. We missed the top 10 by one.
Oh, nuts! Oh, we didn't make the top 10. I mean, you have one dream in your life, and it's shot to hell. You might as well just slice me open and pour salt in me.
So we're number 11. That's better than we've ever been.
We're not 11, guys. We missed it the other way. We're number 9.
9?
9?
9, Dobber, you dirty dog!
I've never been 9 in anything in my life. I gotta call somebody and tell them. Geez, this is when you really miss a family.
Morning, men.
Howie! Wowie, Zowie, Howie! Did you hear the news?
You mean about the rankings?
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful. Kudos all around. Here's a copy of the new press kit. Once again, hearty congrats to one and all.
Yeah, we ought to have a party or something to celebrate.
Guys, Howard's reaction seemed a little funny to you.
Well, you don't hear the word kudos much, but I...
No. Well, I mean, he seems subdued.
You know, now that you mention it, he's been acting that way a lot lately.
Yeah, he just hadn't been himself lately. I mean, he didn't get excited about the rankings. He didn't get upset about the budget. He didn't get upset about my bald jokes. And I've been hot this week.
Oh, you think maybe he's sick?
Geez, I don't know. I'm going to get him back down here, though. I'm kind of worried about him.
You know, you could be going through male menopause.
I'm not sure I believe all that bunk about male menopause. I'm not even sure there is such a thing.
You mean you never went through a period in your life where you questioned if you'd accomplished enough or if your life had any meaning or if you'd made the most of your time on this planet?
That's male menopause? I felt that way since Cub Scout.
You banged?
Yeah.
Hey, Howard.
Howard, could you sit down for a minute? Yeah. Howard, you can tell me this is none of my business, or tell me to butt out if you want to, but I mean, is there something wrong?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, you haven't been yourself lately, you know? You haven't thrown a hissy fit when I've been teasing you, and, you know, you haven't been Mr. Tight Cheeks in the budget meetings. I just want to know if everything's okay. I mean, we miss you, guy.
I'm fine. Really. If that's all you wanted to see me about, may I go?
Howard, listen, if it's male menopause, believe me, you get used to it.
Howard, look, we are your friends. We want to help you.
You can't help me. Besides, if I tell you, you're just going to make fun of me.
No, we won't. We called you down here because we care about you. Now, come on. Hey, whatever it is, I promise you, we're not going to laugh.
Well, as you may or may not be aware, I belong to a lodge. The Fraternal Order of Loons. We're named after the state bird of Minnesota. This month, we're having an election for our highest office, the High Loon. Shall I continue?
Go ahead.
Well, I want to be High Loon more than anything in this world. The way things are going lately, I think I'm going to lose.
Why is that?
Because the other candidates have done something flashy to win votes.
Like what?
Like Carl Gleber. He took us on a tour of some of the finer cheeseries in Wisconsin. Now, you would think that would be hard to beat. But then Ned Plank got everybody discount rates on our car insurance, and of course now Ned looks like a god. Then there's me. I'm in charge of the celebrity guest speakers. So far, the best that I've been able to come up with is Ralph Morrissey.
Who?
That state trooper who had the flare go off in his pocket.
Bathroom. Had to go to the bathroom. So, what it's sounding like to me, Howie, is all you need to put you over the top is a better speaker.
Well, it'd help.
Well, I mean, I don't know if these guys are football fans or anything, but I'd be willing to speak.
You would do that for me? Gee, I always wanted to ask you, but I assumed you'd just laugh in my face.
Well, I don't want you to lose to cheese or insurance.
I don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed.
I don't know if it'll help, Mr. Burley, but Luther and I'll be there, too.
Well, it won't, but thanks!
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Peter Piper. Every good boy does fine.
Jeez, you believe this place?
I don't know. I think it's kind of quaint.
You don't make fun of anything, do you?
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Luther. Hi, Dauber.
Go ahead, ask her.
Ask me what?
Oh, you're a classy woman. Maybe you could settle an argument for us. If you're at a big buffet and nobody's eating yet, is it okay to just go start piling stuff on your plate? Or should you wait till somebody invites you?
It's just hypothetical.
Hello. Oh, hi, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
Thank you for doing this, Aiden. This really is going to be a feather in Howard's cap.
Well, I hope so.
No, it will. The High Loon gives them out for distinguished service. Howard's cap is so full of feathers now that on windy days he has to wear a chin strap.
Lady Loons, is that like a woman's auxiliary?
Yes. Maybe you'd like to be an honorary member. On Sunday evenings, the boys let us hand out desserts.
Pretty darn quaint, huh, Christine?
Boys! I want you to meet the guy that runs my football program for me, Hayden Fox. Hayden, meet the guys.
Hey, guys.
Well, this is a treat, a real celebrity. By the way, Hayden, I'm Herb from Herb's Mulch and Gravel. Here's my card.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Hayden, not to bore you, but I played a little football myself when I was younger.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was the last guy on my team to play without a helmet. Never needed one. had a head like a rock. By the way, I'm Herb from Herb's Mulch and Gravel.
All rise! The High Loon has been spotted.
What's going on?
Just watch. You'll see why I want to be High Loon.
What the hell's that?
The High Loon greeting. Oh, God, what a rush. Good evening, respected Lodge brothers. Honored guests. Gals.
This is where we sit during the meeting.
Facing the wall?
The loons are steeped in tradition, Christine. Since the days of the covered wagons, lady loons have always sat with their backs to the meeting.
Well, you don't find that a little sexist?
Well, someone had to watch for Indians.
Hi, Bernie. Can you say hi, Luther? Can you say hi, Luther?
He won't speak. No, the sacred loon hasn't spoken in 9 years.
Have you tried yanking his tail?
Hi, loon. Brothers, before we get to our special guest speaker, I want to thank the lady loons for last week's desserts. Woo! Now it is my pleasure to introduce a man who turns down speaking engagements all over the country. However, due to our close personal friendship, he's agreed to be with us tonight. Brothers, I give you the biggest celebrity ever to address the loons, the head coach of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, Hayden Fox! Woo!
Thank you, Howard. You're a dear friend. Thank all of you for the heartfelt woo. You know, I'm frequently asked to speak about the leadership qualities that are so necessary in football and in life.
What's happening? The sacred loon has spoken. You're our new leader.
What?
If the sacred loon squawks, whoever is speaking at that time becomes High Loon for life. All hail the new High Loon!
Be the new High Loon? I'm not even part of your club.
Doesn't matter. You've been chosen.
This can't be happening.
Wait a minute. What about the election you're going to have? Howard Burling wants to be the High Loon.
Doesn't matter. A loon squawk supersedes an election.
Look, if he doesn't want to do it.
Doesn't matter.
Guys, this doesn't make any sense.
I don't care about any of this stuff. I'm not going to be coming to your meetings. I'm not going to wear this dumb hat. I think this whole thing's stupid.
Doesn't matter. You're still our most revered member.
This is a travesty. I should be the High Loon. I have the most feathers.
You know the rules, Howard.
Well, whoever heard of choosing a leader on the advice of some stupid bird?
A stupid bird, Brother Burley?
Wait, he doesn't mean that.
The hell I don't! This is a stupid club with stupid rules. Come on, Shirley, we're leaving.
If you walk out, Burley, you're never walking back in.
Oh, woo, woo, woo.
Hey, wait a minute.
Guys,
he didn't mean it. I mean, he's just been under a lot of pressure lately.
We think he has male menopause. He might have got it from me.
Look, I'm going to go see if I can catch him. Christine, come on.
Still no answer.
Well, where the hell could they have gone? We were right behind them.
I'm sure wherever they are, they're just fine. Maybe we should just go to bed.
Oh, gee, I don't know, Christine. I'm still thinking about Howard. I'm not going to be any good in bed tonight.
I meant to sleep.
Christine, I'm telling you, it's not fair. It's just not fair. I mean, why are there guys like Howard Burley, you know, sweet, gentle men who have small dreams and do nothing their whole life but suck gas?
I don't know. Good night, my little Walt Whitman.
He's a poet.
I knew that. Howard, where you been? We've been looking all over for you.
I was out where no one could find me. I've been walking the old logging road.
Well, Shirley know where you were?
Yeah, she was driving behind me with the high beams on so I wouldn't fall into a ditch. I just came to tell you that I don't blame you for what happened tonight.
Oh, Howard, come on. I don't want to be the high loon. Even if I did, I wouldn't do it out of my respect for you.
I appreciate that, Hayden. But I am really fine with what happened tonight. That long walk did me good. I was able to put things in perspective. I've made peace with myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
My name is Howard Burley, and I'm a pimple on the butt of life.
Come on,
no,
Howard.
No, it's true.
Howard, you had one rotten night. Now, come on, you are not a pimple, you are a person.
I don't expect you to understand the way I feel, Hayden. You and I are two different people. You're used to having things fall in your lap. I'm used to spilling things in my lap.
Oh, come on. Hey, Howard, what happened tonight was a fluke. It doesn't mean anything.
It means I will never be high loon. Just one more thing that I reached for and didn't get. You know, Hayden, I am not an unrealistic man. I don't dream the impossible dream. I dream the possible dream and watch it become impossible.
Jeez, Howard, come on. You're making it sound like you're a loser.
Well, it's hard to ignore the evidence.
No, you're not a loser, Howard. You're just thinking like a loser. You know, even in my worst seasons, I always thought of myself as a winner. I always thought we could win.
You did?
Absolutely.
Even in the first season when you were 3-8?
Even then.
Even in the second season when you were 2-9?
Well, you betcha.
Even in the third and the fourth and the fifth?
Hey, Howard, now come on, all right? The point I'm trying to make here is that inside each of us, there is a winner. You just have to decide whether you're a fighter or a quitter.
I don't know if I'm a fighter.
You were a fighter tonight, Howard. Come on, it took guts to tell your Lodge brothers that those stupid rules were stupid. Hey, and you beat the heck out of your hat, huh? You have got the fire of a winner burning in you, Howie. Fan it! Howard, what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
I want to be the high loon, gosh darn it!
All right! And what do you have to do to get it?
I'm going to have to kill you!
No, Howard. No. You have to get back to the loons. Howard, look at me. Get back to the loons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that is impossible. They'll never let me back in.
I'll order them to let you back in.
No, you can't.
Howard, come on. I am the high loon.
Well, it doesn't matter. Only the Council of Elders can vote somebody back in.
Am I on it?
Well, of course you're the high loon.
All right, then.
But you don't have a vote.
Jeez! What kind of a weedy job is this, Howard?
I got no power at all. Well, you can request a special dessert.
Howard, forget the rules. We're going back to the Lodge, and we're going back as fighters. Both of us. And we're going to tell your Lodge brothers we're going to fight for your right to be a loon. Now, come on.
All right.
Now, is there going to be anybody there when we get there?
Well, of course, the Council of Elders will be. They have to stay and clean up.
Right.
Hey, look, it's the High Loon.
Woo! Knock it off. Hey, listen, can I talk to you guys for a second?
If you want to address the council, you have to wear the hat.
All right, give me the damn hat.
As you wish, exalted one. Council members, drop your cleaning supplies and take your seats.
Look, fellas, all I want
to
say...
You have to speak from the podium.
I'm not going to speak from the podium. Would you shut up and listen to me? All I want to do is talk.
Actually, we're flexible about the podium.
Look, all I want to say is, hey, come on, let Howard Burley back into your club. I mean, he probably cares more about this organization than any man here, and... Well, the only reason he got upset tonight is because, well, he cares so much about it. And Howard thinks that the leader of this club should actually give a damn about it and actually belong to it. And I got to tell you, that's not such an off-the-wall idea. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if it were me,
I would want a man like Howard Burley on my team. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you, Exalted One. We'll confer a few minutes before announcing our decision.
Well, I appreciate that.
We have our decision.
You're kidding, that fast?
Nobody likes to be under the blanket with her.
Howard, your remarks denigrating our traditions were unacceptable. However, since the High Loon himself has spoken on your behalf, and because of your outstanding past record, you are hereby reinstated as a Loon.
Thank God!
All right!
Please step forward and receive your hat.
That was a very moving speech. By the way, I don't think we've met. I'm Herb, from Herb's Nuts and Gravel.
Hey, fellas, there's one other thing I'd like to say before I head back to my own planet. That is, I'd like to make another pitch for Howard as High Loon. See, I'm not going to do it, and well, Howard, he's wants it. He's worked hard for it, and he deserves it. That's all I have to say.
Doesn't matter. When the Sacred Loon squawks at someone, as long as it's a man, that man is High Loon until he dies or until the loon squawks at another speaker.
Oh, this is unbelievable!
Rules are rules.
Yeah, but rules are made to be broken. Come on, who came up with these stupid rules anyway?
Well, actually, the rules...
No, I don't want to hear it from you. I'd like to hear it from Howard.
Well, actually, the rules date back to our founding members. They came to Minnesota...
Oh, my God. He squawked again.
He squawked for Howard.
You mean that's it?
Howard
is a new High Loon.
It happened! I don't believe it!
Howard, I'll hail the new High Loon!
Hey, look at me! I'm a winner!
Oh, congratulations, Howard. I don't know why the hell you won it, but I'm happy for you.
I gotta go tell Shirley.
Okay.
Wow. What are the chances of the loon squawking twice in the same night?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably one in a million. Oh, hey, listen, your bird dropped a couple feathers.